I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. For co-founder Tess Hart, Triple Bottom Brewing is more than just a brewery. Beer, people, and planet are the main pillars of this Philly B Corp. They're not only focused on making a great brew, but also on sustainability and community. Tess Hart joined me to talk about Triple Bottom's mission, which includes a program aimed at building careers for those who face barriers to employment, including the formerly incarcerated and the housing insecure. Tess, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to start with this. What made you fall in love with brewing in the first place?
For me, beer has always been about community. I obviously enjoy drinking a beer, but I think for me, it's breweries more than beer are the thing that I fell in love with. Breweries being places where people gather. And I think more than most other spaces, people are coming in with a curiosity and an open mind because they're there to learn something. They're there to learn how the beer is made. It's not just a bar. They want to get into what's going on. And I think that curiosity, I kept seeing over and over again, it translates to curiosity about each other and connections form that I wasn't seeing in other places. And I'm an introvert. I'm not one to just go make connections with strangers. But at breweries, it just kept happening. And I thought there was something magic in that when I was envisioning what a brewery could be. It was always with this added component of the triple bottom line of our social mission, because that's my background. My background's all in community and economic development, and so is my husband's. And so we were brainstorming after a brewery tour once, like, wouldn't it be cool if we did this thing, but it would have a workforce development program, it would be powered by renewable energy, all these things that felt very pie in the sky. It was always bigger than beer.
Yeah. And so you kind of touched on some of the little points there. Triple Bottom Brewing, you say it's built on a triple bottom line. You mentioned beer, people, planet. And for listeners who are very new to that concept, what does it actually mean in practice?
Yeah. So most businesses have a single bottom line. That's how they measure their success. It's like their profits at the end of the day. It's money. Money is what keeps the business going. It pays the bills. It pays the team. All of that's really important. And we also measure our success based on our impact on people and the planet. So when you're talking about a business with a triple bottom line, it means that they have some social and environmental goals as well. And for us, because that was so integral to how we were building this brewery from the very beginning, we were like, let's just put it in the name. Like, most people won't know what that means because it's a super wonky thing, but it's a fun name anyway. And for those who do know, it's like a little signal of like, this business is thinking about things differently.
And then you made the extra step to become a B Corp. Why take that extra step? Because you didn't have to. You could have just been like, look, we are about these three things and just done it. But then you sort of made that extra commitment.
Yeah, we're the first and only brewery in Pennsylvania to do it. But luckily, there are some others in the country who we've been able to learn from. But it really is a stamp of approval that you are walking the walk, not just talking the talk. And I think for me, you know, we were getting on our feet in 2019 and 2020. There was so much conversation in the ether about right and wrong and businesses taking stands. And so much of that then fell away after 2020 when pressure was off businesses to do that. But for us, it meant that the whole time, anything that we were saying meant that we were doing it 10 times more than we were saying it. That B Corp is really it's a deep evaluation of your actual practices. And I never felt great about talking the talk unless I really knew that there was so much integrity behind it. And having that outside validation, I think, is really helpful in that.
One of the moving parts of your model is this Future of Service apprenticeship program. I want you to tell me about the program. Where did this idea come from?
We have, since day one, been a fair chance business, which means that we have worked with nonprofit partners to meet a lot of our team members who are overcoming major barriers, like having been incarcerated or having experienced homelessness. And our original model, we would just create a job like any other job on the team and hire someone who had that life experience and try to provide as much support as we could for that person. But they weren't necessarily part of a dedicated training program because we just didn't have the bandwidth as a new business. And so the apprenticeship actually sort of takes all of the things we've learned in those first 5 years of working with people from these life experiences and helping them succeed in a job and packages it into a 16-week curriculum that we can then offer to more people. You know, I think there's sort of a common understanding that having a record is a barrier, but like actually unpacking what that means is tougher. It's different for different people, but when you come home, the system isn't set up so that you're like, you know, given a pathway to success. It's sort of like, here's a bus ticket, good luck. And you have to figure out your way. So you don't have housing, you don't have a job, and most jobs don't want you because they have all of these biases about what it means for you to have had a record and what that must mean about you and your decision making. You know, one of the reasons we talk about fair chance versus second chance is I believe that a lot of folks who are coming home were never even given a single chance, right? Systems in our community set people up for failure from the beginning. Maybe this is their second or their third or their fourth, whatever. I think it's really important that we think about if people are willing to show up and make change, that it is fair that they've done their time and it is now fair for us to extend an opportunity if they're willing to work for it. Something that we really have to break through in the business community is this sense of like, let's keep making it hard for people.
Yeah.
Because what's the sense in that? Then it makes it harder for all of us. It makes it harder for us to find great employees because the people that I get to work with are, you know, really willing to work hard, especially I think because so many doors have been shut. Then when one finally opens, it's like, we're going to run with this. Let's really do really well. There's so much untapped potential there.
Yeah. So have you learned anything from the folks who hire a mentor? And I wonder, has it changed you at all?
Yeah, it's very humbling. I have a 2-year-old. And being a business owner and a newish mom is very overwhelming a lot of the time. And I think about that, and I think about the fact that I have a supportive partner and I have parents nearby and I have a place to live and how lucky I am that these challenges get to be my challenges. You know, we have someone on our team who went through the apprenticeship program and has 6 kids and none of the supports that I've had. And just the fact that she can show up to work every day and be on time and be engaged and like, yes, I'm going to learn this. It just blows my mind. Honestly, that is such a brave thing. And it has changed the way I look at people. I think looking at the challenges that people have faced and understanding them better can help us understand also like what their greatness is, because it you really get like what they've gone through to be standing where they stand.
Mm-hmm. And you really get to know them as human beings. Yeah. Versus just seeing people walking down the street or whatever. And I think that gives you a different perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does success look like for Triple Bottom, you think?
Well, we got to think about all 3 bottom lines, I guess.
Yes, the planet, the people, and the money.
Yeah,
yes.
And you know, the planet piece, I think, is where we have the most work to do. It's hard as a small business to make some of the investments that you need to make to like really be super efficient. You know, we really manage our wastewater and we manage our electricity and we work with so many different recycling partners to make mm-hmm. sure we're keeping all these things out of the landfill. So continuing to grow and understand that and understand new ways that we can, within our means, continue to minimize our environmental impact is sort of how we're thinking about the next phase of that, really trying to measure. In terms of the people, this is cohort number 2 of this new
apprenticeship.
Thank yeah. you. And it's great. It's going really well. And I think success there looks like being able to build on that, do more cohorts a year, but then really build the relationship with the employers at the other end of it. Like, we can't hire everyone who graduates. I usually wish we can, but how do we uplift other employers and connect them and help them to really engage with this and tap into this amazing talent, but also understand like there are some extra supports that they're going to need to think about. And then there's the money. We have to keep making great beer. And I think that's something that as a business with a social mission, we have always been really aware that like the key to us being able to do any of the heart work is having like an excellent product. We can't let the mission sell the beer. Like, the beer has to stand on its own and be great. And the experience in the tap room has to just be inviting and wonderful. And so continuing to innovate there, we're expanding our beverage catering service so we can like come to you and do all sorts of things and really trying to lean into how do we cultivate these experiences that our apprentices then get to learn from and engage in, but they're also great for our customers. And so that's sort of where we see growing is like these more experience oriented, like events oriented things.
Yeah. So you have a lot going on.
Just a little busy.
Just a little bit. You know, I think about the craft beer industry. It hasn't always been the most inclusive, but you're bringing right. all sorts of people in that. Talk about how you're making that shift.
Yeah, it certainly has not been that inclusive. I am the first to acknowledge it. And I have felt that in my experience, you know, 10 years ago, going to my first brewery conference, it was very much like the what's a girl like you doing in a place like this kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I didn't belong at all. And there are some great women-owned breweries in Philly, and we've definitely like been supportive of each other. And I think Triple Bottom really tries to go the extra mile through the apprenticeship program and bring folks who are really not tapped into this brewery industry into understanding what it means and giving them the language to be able to comfortably participate. Some of this is just like happening naturally on our team. You know, who we hire then dictates who else feels comfortable in the space, dictates what customers feel comfortable in the space. So I think, you know, our team is mostly women and non-binary folk, and that generates a sense of community in our customers, of women and non-binary folk who feel really comfortable in our tap room. I think having a woman as a leader, like, I think that's sort of a natural byproduct, but I think it's also, we've been really intentional with the way in which we reach out to different members of our community. And so all of that has sort of blossomed into this really amazing, diverse team.
Yeah, and it's like diversity breeds diversity breeds
yeah.
diversity. It's a ripple effect. So finish this sentence for me. Triple Bottom Brewing exists because?
Triple Bottom Brewing exists because, it's a two-part sentence, because Philadelphia deserves a vibrant, joyful place to celebrate, and because everyone in every community deserves the chance to craft something great.
Yeah, and that's what you're trying to do at Triple B. I want to say TBB, Triple Bottom Brewing. So in the 5 years that you guys have been in operation, what has been your proudest moment?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, we survived the pandemic. That wasn't really a moment.
That's a pretty big deal.
That was like a marathon.
Big deal.
The pandemic closed our doors 6 months into opening. So surviving that, it feels like we've crossed a huge hurdle. But I do think that there are small moments that start to pile up. I think in the beginning, we didn't have credibility yet, you know, in the brewing industry or in the social impact space. And I think now people see the value in what we've done. And so I feel really, I struggle with the word pride, but I feel really lucky and grateful that, you know, when we reach out to a partner and say, hey, do you want to do something? The answer is often yes, because it means that they get to be a part of this idea too, that, you know, we're trying to do something creative and different together. The graduation of our first cohort was also like a pretty special thing, the celebration and seeing everyone's families. And it's like, yeah, we're all doing this thing. It's really cool.
As we get ready to wrap up, if someone listening wants to build a business like yours, one that puts values at the very center, what's one piece of advice that you would give them?
This is really tactical, but budget for the costs of the work that you're doing. It's going to look different than the other businesses that you're comparing yourself to. We try our very best to pay a fair wage, which means that our payroll costs are way higher than most of the other folks that we, you know, are in our beer community. And that's hard a lot of the times, right? It's hard to pay those bills. But if you plan for that, then it's not something that you really can change your mind about later. Like, you've committed to it. You've got a plan around what this really means. It is not an easy job to balance all of these things, but I think it's where our world and our economy needs to go in order for us to have the types of communities we want to live in. I think businesses can and should be part of that engine of making sure that everyone gets to participate in their communities in the way that they want to, and employment is a huge piece of that.
Love your name, Tess Hart.
Thank you. Because
it seemed like you have a big one. And so thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Tess Hart, the co-founder of Triple Bottom Brewing, who joined me for today's Studio 2 Extra. Our show is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Murray Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Al Banks and Mike Schiffler engineered this episode. Our executive producer is Kevin McCrory. From Studio 2 here at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.